Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. It's my pleasure to welcome another station to our lineup. It's Swingin' 105, broadcasting from Austin, Texas. Welcome aboard. Today, we present the second in a series of episodes, putting the spotlight on people in the music industry who were awarded the Golden Bandstand by the Big Band Academy of America. We start out with a gentleman with the birth name of Miko Stefanovich, who was born in Berlin, Germany in 1908. His parents were immigrants from Serbia. At the age of 4, he became a resident of Provo, Utah, and spent his growing up years there. He took on a new name that would stay with him for the rest of his life. He became known as Spud Murphy. He took lessons in clarinet, saxophone, and trumpet. He also showed an unusual aptitude for arranging. In fact, he did dozens of charts for the Benny Goodman Orchestra when it first got started in 1935. In 1937, he formed his own band, and then, in the 1940s, he moved to Los Angeles, where he spent the rest of his career. He was much sought after in the music studios and also composed and arranged music for movies. He wrote several books about music theory and the art of arranging for bands, and taught courses on the subject. For 2 years in the mid-50s, he made some recordings under his own name using studio musicians. Our first music track of the day is a number from that phase of his career. He called it Daily Double. The tune was called Daily Double, a composition of Spud Murphy. He died in the year 2005 at the age of 97. Next, we have a gentleman who was born in 1908 in Terre Haute, Indiana. I refer to Claude Thornhill, a very successful pianist, bandleader, arranger, and composer. He first came to national attention when he wrote arrangements for the Glenn Miller Orchestra. In 1939, he formed his own orchestra with some financial help from Miller. 2 years later, Downbeat magazine declared that his was the best big band of 1941. He went into the Navy in 42 and served in the South Pacific for 3 years. At the end of the war, he reorganized the band in 1946. Though he eventually gave up band leading, in the 1950s, he was arranger for vocalist Tony Bennett. He died of a heart attack in Caldwell, New Jersey, at the age of 56. I've always enjoyed his music, whether it was his own composition or something written by someone else. Listen to and enjoy with me his band's arrangement of the Rodgers and Hart tune, Where or When. Coming up next is a brilliant trumpeter, Zeke Zarchi. He was a native of New York City, born there in 1915. He was barely in his 20s when he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and then, a year later, was part of the Artie Shaw Band. In 1945, he migrated to Southern California, where his distinctive trumpet styling could be heard on the soundtrack of dozens of movies. In later years, he was a world traveler. In fact, he made a total of 32 concert trips to Japan. He received his Golden Bandstand Award in 1994. He died in 2009 at the age of 93. Let's listen to a familiar tune as played by the Armed Service Band led by Glenn Miller, first in the States and later in England. Zeke Zarchi held the rank of Master Sergeant in that orchestra. See if we can pick out his trumpet on this rendering of Glenn Miller's civilian hit, Little Brown Jug, as played by the Service Orchestra. Little Brown Jug, played by an orchestra under the direction of Major Glenn Miller and including Master Sergeant Zeke Zarchi. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
This is Fred Hall. I call my show Swing Thing, and it's by and about the big bands, but much more. We dig the Dixie file. We find great records that are rare but well done. We answer your request, and we talk with the great and near great from among the top leaders, singers, sidemen, composers, and arrangers. Join me for all that's great in that thing called swing. Swing Thing.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific on Big Band 89.1 KCEA.
Today's show is being listened to.